there. Time for the press review now. Dipti's joining us here on set. Dipti, lots of focus, of course, on the Olympics. We're going to talk about that in a moment. First of all, though, the French news channel C8, or C8, has lost its free-to-air licence.
Yeah, that's right. And the Deadline has a very interesting article in English about what that means and what are the implications of such a decision. Now, the French regulator has been, broadcasting regulator, has been auditioning license holders of France's 15 free-to-air channels. C8 is a very controversial free-to-air channel. Its sister channel, CNews, has been called the French Fox News. It's owned by French billionaire Vincent Bolloré, himself called and kind of being compared to as the French Rupert Murdoch. Now, C8, the news channel, has faced scandal in recent months in the way of provocative chat show host Cyril Hanouna and his TV show Touche pas à mon poste. Notably, the show racked up over $8 million in fines for offences pertaining to a lack of honesty and public plurality. So now that channel has seen its free-to-air licence not being renewed, which is a pretty big decision, Stuart.
Yeah, what about reactions then in the French press?
Well, as you can imagine, different reactions depending on the political leanings of papers. This is Libération, the left-wing paper, rather gleeful in its response on its front page. It says that C8 and Cyril Hanouna are screwed, so to speak. The paper hailing this decision to pull the channel off free-to-air, calling it a propaganda machine for the French far-right, while warning that this only means that Vincent Bolloré and his identitarian values have lost a battle, but the war continues up until 2027, so to speak, meaning that he will continue his putting forward his views, his political views, in view of the 2027 presidential elections here in France. It must be noted that CNews was seen to have played a large role in drumming up support for the French far right in the wake of recent elections. For Le Figaro, the right-wing paper, the paper's a little bit more tempered in its reaction. It does note, though, that this is a first in French television. Never before has a channel and its star presenter essentially been censored by France's regulating authority. The editor says, while Hanouna is hardly a model for good taste and subtlety, it's clear that this decision was a long time coming, at least in the eyes of French regulators. He and Vincent Bolloré, who have both really alarmed France with their populist views and, of course, that Fox News-style CNews news channel story.
Let's go on to the Olympics then. Certain Olympic events getting underway, and there's already, not surprisingly perhaps, some scandal.
That's right, sporting scandal. Let's start with the New York Times today, which talks about a scandal involving Canada's Olympic women's football team, reigning gold medalist, it must be said, and current number 8 in the world. The Canadian team was accused of spying on their New Zealand adversary in Saint-Étienne ahead of their match, a team... let's be honest, that doesn't really have a great Olympic track record. New Zealand has only won two Olympic games in its history. Team New Zealand complained about a drone being flown over during their practice, and when they investigated, it was tracked back to a staffer from Team Canada. Two Canadian staffers have now been sent home, and the Canadian Olympic Committee revealed the details of a second drone spying incident. Why they would want to spy on their adversary is unclear, given the difference in their levels. Meanwhile, the Daily Express Sport also looks at another scandal making waves in the UK today. That is a scandal involving Britain's top dressage rider, Charlotte Dujardin, who's been sent home. She was caught on video whipping a horse 24 times in a private coaching session that dates back several years. This video has resurfaced, was made public, and has essentially cost her everything, even a rumored damehood and the chance to win a record equaling 7 medals. Her career now is in tatters after that particularly cruel video. Her patronage with a horse welfare charity has also ended. So a very dismal ending before the Olympics have even begun for Britain's top rider.
Yeah, the next 6 weeks then, all about Olympic and Paralympic sporting prowess. Dipti's ending with a different kind of prowess, though. Competitive eating, this is.
Yes, that's right. The Guardian has a wonderful feature let me see if I can pull it up somewhere. Well, it looks like I don't have it. Anyway, they have a wonderful feature article about Takeru Kobayashi. He's a champion competitive eater who has found fame after eating 50 hot dogs in 10 minutes. He'll be appearing in a Netflix live stream event in September alongside his rival Joey Chestnut. 5 years, here it is. Here's this article, well worth a read today. The two men will go head-to-head in this Netflix live stream food eating contest or event. And Kobayashi explains in this article the extreme lengths he takes to train. He practices swallowing and chewing techniques and admits that all this competitive eating has wrought havoc on his body. Arthritis, tooth erosion, back problems. Who would have thought you could get back problems from eating so much food? But anyway, none of that matters compared to the glory he's achieved, breaking world records and making a name for himself.
It looks very, very tasty, I'm sure. Dipti, thanks very much. Dipti Laurent there with the papers on France 24.